That's when my friend turned around and this is what he said.
You ride a black tornado across the western sky, rope an old blue norther and milk it till it's dry. Bulldog the Mississippi, and it's ears down flat, long before you take this cowboy's hat.
Good morning, sweet, beautiful Texas. Cable Smith welcoming each and every one of you to the Cabela's Lone Star Outdoors Show, brought to you by Hoff Power Polaris and Chevy Silverado. Great stuff there from Chris Ledoux, kicking things off for us on this, the opening weekend of the Texas pheasant season. And I tell you what, this is a great time to be a Texas outdoorsman or woman, as whitetail season is in full swing. The rut is still going strong in many areas of the state. Of course, fall turkey, quail, geese, cranes, ducks, of course, closed for another week unless you head out west. But like I said, pheasant opening up today, and that doesn't even take into account the redfish are on fire on the coast. Big lunker-sized bass are feeding like crazy, trying to put on weight for the winter. And crappie and catfish are heating up as well. So you see, it really doesn't get any better than this. So pour yourself another cup of coffee and pull up your stool a little closer to the campfire, because we've got a ton to get into today. And if you haven't heard about it, a potential new Texas state record typical whitetail was killed about 2 weeks ago in Frio County. There's a lot of debate as to whether or not the buck was shot on a high fence or low fence place, and whether or not it will qualify as the new Boone and Crockett Texas state record. The typical 10-point scored 201 7/8 net, and either way will qualify for the Texas Big Game Awards as the new state record typical. But if you've been on the internet at all over the past week or two, you've seen all of the rumors, all the speculation surrounding this monster buck. I, for one, am tired of hearing everyone else's opinions, and I'm happy to say that the hunter, Wade Hendricks of Alice, Texas, who actually shot the buck, will join us momentarily to give us all the details surrounding this trophy of a lifetime. So pretty exciting stuff there. Then a real treat when Jace Robertson of Duck Commander and the hit show Duck Dynasty on A&E will drop in. So we'll talk a lot of duck hunting, visit a little bit about crazy old Uncle Si, and find out if there's any behind-the-scenes tension from family members who might not have wanted to do the show Duck Dynasty. No matter what we get into, though, I guarantee you it will be entertaining, as it always is when one of the Robertson boys drops in. We'll then round out the broadcast by reflecting on a special moment that all whitetail hunters experience in the woods, the magic of harvesting your first deer. An outdoor writer, Benny Spies, had a thoughtful and humorous take on that memory in the November issue of Outdoor Life magazine, so we'll touch on that this morning as well. Should be a great show. I know I'm pumped up about it. Let's see, a couple things off the news desk real quick. Don't forget that we do have our Lone Star Outdoors show, Hey Vegetarians, My Food Poops on Your Food t-shirt, available on the website at LoneStarOutdoorsShow.com. Also on the website, all of our shows are saved as user-friendly podcasts, so if you ever miss an interview or a show that you're interested in, you can check it out right there on the website as well. Of course, our November photo contest just wrapped up. The winner of this month's contest got the Midland Radio HD hunting camera. Another great prize lined up for December, as the December winner will get a Tritronic Sport Dog Basic e-collar. That's about a $280 electronic collar. So if you're a duck hunter or an upland hunter, this is a great prize for you. All you have to do is email me your best outdoor photo to cablewaco@yahoo.com for your chance to win. And all of our monthly winners, don't forget, are entered into our 2012 Photo of the Year contest. Grand prize, a guided turkey and exotic black buck or axis buck at Coons Canyon Ranch in Rock Springs, Texas. I'll actually go on the hunt with you, guide you on the turkey hunt, and you'll have your choice of shooting an axis or a black buck. So pretty cool deal there as well. And all you have to do is just email me once again. Send them to cablewaco@yahoo.com. Let's knock out a quick break. When we come back, we'll be joined by Wade Hendricks, who recently took down the largest typical whitetail ever shot in the Lone Star State. That's coming up only on the Cabela's Lone Star Outdoors Show.
So she waits for Friday night. And they dance, and he holds her tight.
Rockwall Marine is North Texas' premier boat dealership, offering the finest lineup of fishing boats anywhere. Mercury, Yamaha, Evinrude, Basscat, Alumacraft, and War Eagle. Yep, you'll find them all at Rockwall Marine. Also specializing in all aspects of rigging, from power poles and electronics to motors and trolling motors. So whether you're looking for a new or used boat, parts, or service, Rockwall Marine is your one-stop boating center. Call Tommy Yetz at 972-771-4442 or visit rockwallmarine.com today.
Need to buy a trailer? Well, Big Tex Trailers is DFW's number one source for trailers. In addition to utility trailers, we have the largest selection of cargos anywhere. CM Cargos, Wells Cargos, Hallmark, Cargo Craft, and Pace. You want it, we got it. Come and get it. Call 972-501-0200 or go to BigTexDFW.com. That's Big Tex Trailers, tough as a Texas Longhorn.
Did you know there's a bank that will pay you to be its customer? That's right. Lone Star Ag Credit is a cooperative, and since it's owned by its stockholders, pays millions in dividends each year. That's free money to every borrower. Lone Star Ag Credit serves people all over Northeast Texas, assuring you competitive interest rates on real estate loans, rural home loans, livestock and farm and ranch loans. Contact Lone Star Ag Credit today at 800-530-1252 or on the web at LoneStarAgCredit.com. Equal housing lender.
Hey y'all, Cable Smith here for Tioga Retrievers. As bird hunters, we expect the most out of our gun dogs. And that's why I sent my sweet girl Belle to Angie and Tim Becker at Tioga Retrievers. Not only were her manners and obedience spot on in the blind and in the field, but Belle picked up over 200 birds in her first season. So whether you want a well-rounded hunting dog or just a well-mannered companion for the home, Tioga Retrievers has you covered. Located in Aubrey, Texas, visit TiogaRetrievers.com. That's T-I-O-G-A Retrievers.com. Alaska's all-inclusive Kodiak Sportsman's Lodge is the place to go for the fishing trip of a lifetime. You'll enjoy Alaska's highest bag limits for king salmon, black sea bass, yellow-eye, lingcod, silver salmon, and halibut. Only 7 boats operate out of Old Harbor, and Kodiak owns 4 of them, so fishing pressure is never an issue. Drop lines within 20 minutes of the lodge in waters that are weather-protected in the Sitka-Litik Strait. Call 866-744-8777 or visit KodiakSportsmansLodge.com to book your fishing trip on Kodiak Island, one of the last great American frontiers.
Coons Canyon Ranch in Rock Springs, Texas specializes in exotics such as axis deer and black buck. Coons Canyon offers quality animals at a price the working man can afford. Right now, save 10% on any package of multiple animals. Military personnel, police, and firefighters also get 10% off. Lodging is available upon request, as are other exotic species. Visit CoonsCanyonRanch.com for your next exotic trophy hunt. That's CoonsCanyonRanch.com.
Born to be Blues, the name of that one. Brand new stuff there from the Mavericks, bringing us back on the Cabela's Lone Star Outdoors Show, powered by Hoff Power Polaris and Chevy Silverado. I'm your host, Cable Smith, and this segment is proudly brought to you by Cabela's. This Christmas, give the gift of the great outdoors with gifts they'll love from Cabela's. Hurry in during our Christmas sale for spectacular savings, like Cabela's men's and women's slippers, 2 pair for just $49.99. And take 50% off select Cabela's brand camo gloves. Or give Cabela's gift cards, the gift that always fits. Hurry into Cabela's in Fort Worth, Allen, and Buda. Cabela's, your Christmas gift outfitter. Well, let's go ahead and talk big bucks this morning. If you haven't heard, a new Texas state record typical whitetail was killed in Frio County a couple weeks ago. And much speculation has been made about whether this buck was shot on a low fence or high fence section of the Mason Ranch, and subsequently, whether it would be eligible for Boone and Crockett or Texas Big Game Awards or both. Since nobody really seems to know the whole story on this 200-inch plus typical 10-point, we decided to go straight to the source, and so it's my pleasure to have the hunter who shot this buck join us. It's my pleasure to welcome Wade Hendricks of Alice, Texas to the show.
You bet.
We are certainly glad to have you, and I guess life has been pretty crazy for you since shooting your monster buck a couple weeks ago.
It has. It's been different.
Lots of phone calls and requests, I'm sure.
Yes, sir.
I imagine so. And Wade, your deer, which was a typical 10-point buck, netted a score of 201 7/8, which would make it the biggest typical ever shot in the state of Texas.
Well, that's what I hear. I didn't know that when I shot it.
Wow. So you had no idea that this was a record book buck.
No, never would have thought that.
I mean, this deer is so big that it broke a record that had stood since 1963. Tom McCulloch's 196 4/8-inch Maverick County whitetail.
Right.
Well, Wade, when any buck of this caliber is shot, you know, rumors start flying on the internet. Folks want to know the whole story. There's a big debate on whether or not this buck was shot behind a high fence or whether it was low fence, you know, fair chase. You were hunting Frio County's Mason Ranch. Had you ever hunted there before?
No, I've never hunted it before.
Okay.
It's high fence, though. It's not low fence. It's high fence.
Okay, so the whole ranch is high fenced.
Yes, sir.
Well, I am certainly glad you were able to join us because I didn't even have the whole story in front of me. I thought that there was a low fence section of the Mason Ranch.
No, there is. I wasn't aware of it. It's 4,100 acres, all under high fence.
Wow, 4,100 acres. I mean, that's huge.
I've known Gary for a long time, and we had talked to Gary about, seeing if he had any big typicals over there. That's what I'm wanting to shoot, is a big typical, but I didn't know it was going to be this big.
Okay, and now, was there speculation on Gary's part that he had a 200-inch-plus typical roaming his ranch?
No, he knows deer, but he just knew he was, they had a couple big ones.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, we were hunting two different deer, and whichever one I saw, I had the, option to shoot. But it wasn't that easy. We hunted about 8 different times, and that was the first time that I had seen either one of them.
Wade, you did see trail cam pictures of this deer beforehand, though, right?
No, I never had seen a picture one of him.
Oh, wow. So that just proves how big 4,100 acres is. I mean, they didn't even have trail cam pics of this buck.
No.
So they just come across him while out on the ranch.
Okay. They had pictures of him last year, but I didn't even see those until after I shot it.
Wow. So what did he look like last year?
He was high 180s, but the deer break up real bad out there, once they go in the rut. And with one of the pictures, when he lost his horns last year, all he had was his main beam and his G2s, and that was it.
Wow. So no wonder you were hunting this buck so hard, fearing that he'd break some of his rack off. What were the conditions like on the day that you actually shot him?
A norther just blew in the day before, which I guess would have been the 11th. And, it wasn't really blowing that bad the 12th, which was a Monday afternoon. And like I say, we had hunted the day before, and then that morning, and with no luck. And then we moved a blind over there where they thought they had seen him, and it was a stump blind of all things. And we get in it about 4 o'clock Monday afternoon, and we'd seen some deer, and we actually put it up, not really wanting to disturb the deer. We put it up about 200 yards from where we thought the deer would be coming out at. And about 5:30, deer started moving, and he came out, he didn't come out, a couple bucks came out and some does. About 15 minutes later, 5:45 or so, he walked out at about probably 50 yards. And Gary got a good look at him and said, if you want him, shoot him. And I looked at him and I said, no problem, rolled him up at about 100 yards.
And what kind of rifle were you shooting?
I was shooting a Browning 300 WSM.
And he was down for the count right there, huh?
Followed up right there.
Well, Wade, I bet your heart had to be thumping pretty good before you squeezed that trigger.
No, it all happened pretty quick. And to tell you the truth, it hardly any shaking going on. But just because I'm glad it happened like it did, because if he would have walked out where we thought he was, we'd have had to glass him a little bit and then try to make a 150, 200-yard shot, and I'd have probably got a little jumpy then.
Right.
But it was just, I mean, pure luck. He came out where he did and rolled up. And when we got down there, that's when we started shaking.
Right on. And so you get down there, and that's when you realize, oh, man, this might be a 200-inch deer.
Well, you know, we knew it was big. Or, you know, obviously when we shot it, when we got down there, I mean, there was no ground shrinkage at all. It actually grew. And then, you know, we started, you know, guessing a little bit and what it might score. And it turned out everybody was way off when they finally measured it.
Well, what did you think he would score?
I tell you, when I guessed 195 or something like that. Of course, I never had killed a deer that had 15-inch tines before either, so I wasn't giving him all that. And you know, he's got 28 main beams, so wasn't giving him any of that, and he was a lot heavier. So, I mean, it just kept adding.
Well, Wade, you didn't look too excited about this buck, you know, judging by all the photos that I've seen circling on the internet.
Well, we had a rough night that night after we killed that deer.
Little too much celebration.
Yes, sir.
Awesome. Now, how old was this buck?
7.5.
Oh, glad you got him when you did, because he was probably going to start going downhill.
I think that was what the thinking was, yes, sir.
Now, because this was high fence, even though it was 4,100 acres, your deer is not eligible for the Boone and Crockett record book.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as the Texas Big Game Awards go, yours will go right to the top of the all-time typicals ever shot in the Lone Star State.
I haven't even sent it into the Big Game Awards or anything like that, but, I don't know what would happen if I did. I've got the entry form, you know, sitting right here, but I haven't sent it in yet.
Once again, we are visiting with whitetail hunter Wade Hendricks here on the Cabela's Lone Star Outdoors show this morning. Wade, I know that the Mason Ranch has a pretty extravagant deer breeding operation. Now, you know, one of the other things that people are saying a lot on the internet is if or if not this deer was of breeder stock, you know, like a bred doe that was released into the 4,000 acre high fence. What do you know concerning this deer's genetics?
I was told that no, you know, never anything has ever been put in the ranch out of their breeder pen.
Wow. So those are 100% pure South Texas whitetail behind that high fence. That's incredible. And I'm certainly glad that we're having you on today to hear it straight from the horse's mouth.
That's one of the deals. When I go, I don't want to shoot anything that somebody's had their hands on.
Gotcha. And, you know, whenever somebody has success, there's always going to be critics. And there are folks out there who would say that because your buck was shot behind a 4,000-acre high fence, it doesn't belong in any record book. But come on, I've hunted high fence, low fence, no fence. As long as it's legal, I don't care. I'm pro-hunting 100% of the time. And I've hunted, like I said, I've hunted high fence, and just because an animal is behind a fence does not mean it's an easy hunt. And like you said, you hunted this buck for 3 weeks before you ever even saw him.
Right. Well, I mean, in my part of the world down here, and I haven't seen or read any of the criticism on the internet. I didn't know there was any. But for me, I really don't care about the criticism. And in my part of the world down here in South Texas, you don't see many low fence. You drive down the highway, it's all high fence. So, you know, it's sooner or later, if it isn't high fence, it's going to be high fence as soon as they get the money to high fence it. So, mm-hmm. I mean, I don't really... You know, if it goes in the record books and it is, turns out it's the largest in the state ever killed, that's wonderful. But if not, I'm fine with that too, because, I didn't really go over there to shoot it to be in the record books. I was after a big, typical buck. That's what I wanted to shoot. My brother killed a 229 non-typical in Mason County this year also, and we've hunted all our life, and that's what we do this time of year is hunt, and we made it a point where, you know, we don't shoot deer that came out of a pen, so we're just happy.
I would be too, brother. And what a testament to the Mason Ranch's management program to have not introduced any outside genetics.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we saw deer in there that, you know, probably high 180s, you know, 190 gross. And, you know, I thought I was going to get to shoot one of those. And I would have been happy doing it. But they were too young. And you know, he just said no. You know, just like I say, they probably have five people shoot deer on that ranch a year. And of course, he's been in it for a long time. And he's had that place a long time. And I think he told me when I was out there since 1962. Oh. I don't know when the high fence went up, probably, you know, in the 80s or something like that. But, I mean, I'm sure there's bigger deer that have died out there.
It's absolutely incredible. Wade, this buck is going to look pretty good on your wall, buddy. What kind of mount are you getting?
Well, I'm getting a full body mount.
I certainly would, too.
Yeah.
Well, Wade, we certainly appreciate your time this morning. Thank you for coming on the show and setting the record straight surrounding the circumstances behind your monster buck. Congratulations on the trophy of a lifetime, my friend.
I appreciate it.
Certainly enjoyed it, and look forward to seeing pictures of that full body mount.
Well, thank you.
Take care.
All right, man.
There he goes, Wade Hendricks of Alice, Texas. His 10-point typical grossed 216 7/8. And netted an amazing 201 7/8. What a buck. And if you want to see a picture of Wade's deer, just go to my website. It's there on the homepage at LoneStarOutdoorsShow.com. Let's knock out a quick break. When we come back, we'll be joined by one of them good old bearded boys from Duck Dynasty. We're talking waterfowling with Jace Robertson, only on the Cabela's Lone Star Outdoors Show.
We love them all. From east to west, but no matter where we go, we like Texas women best, cause they're from Texas. They do things their way. Yeah, they're from Texas, buddy, and that's still their dying day.
The Smithco Ranch is a small, high-fenced hunting facility catering to the discriminating white-tailed deer hunter. Located in Eastland County, just 80 miles west of Fort Worth, the ranch has a Level 3 managed lands deer permit and offers bow or rifle hunting from October through February. The Smithco Ranch has packages for guided trophy and management hunts and discounts for parent-child combo hunts. All hunts include lodging, gourmet meals, beverages, and care of your game. It's an excellent option to leasing. Google the Smithco Ranch, that's spelled Smith K-O Ranch, or call owner Brad Smith at 817-480-8089 today. Chevy Silverado has been recognized by Vincentric for lowest total cost of ownership of any full-sized pickup. Based on factors like depreciation, fuel, and maintenance, visit your local Chevy dealer to find out why the Silverado is a smart choice. Based on Vincentric US 2012 model level analysis.
Need to buy a trailer? Well, Big Tex Trailers is DFW's number one source for trailers. In addition to utility trailers, we have the largest selection of cargos anywhere. CM Cargos, Wells Cargos, Hallmark, Cargo Craft, and Pace. You want it, we got it. Come and get it. Call 972-501-0200 or go to BigTexDFW.com. That's Big Tex Trailers, tough as a Texas Longhorn.
Cable Smith here for Magnolite, a Texas-based lighting company that's been outfitting the United States military since the 1960s. Over the past decade, Magnolite has continued to support our troops, but now they have over 200 lights ideal for your hunting and fishing needs. Like the 35-watt HID camouflage Go Light Striker with handheld remote. That's 15 million candle power in the palm of your hand. Ideal for predator and hog hunting. They also have remote-controlled floodlights, feeder lights, and LED boat lights. So go Texan and go Magnolite. Check them out at www.magnolite.com for all your outdoor lighting needs. If you're in the market for a firearm, you need to know about STI International. Based out of Georgetown, Texas, they're 100% employee-owned and offer the best warranty and customer service in the business. STI is renowned worldwide for exceptional fit and function. The patented 2011 high-capacity system proved so successful in shooting competitions that over 80% of competitors used STI guns or pistols built on STI frames at the USPSA National Championships. To see their full line of premier pistols, visit STIguns.com or check them out on Facebook at STI Firearms. STI, the continuing evolution of the 1911.
Hi, I'm Craig Boddington. I'd like to invite you to become a member of Dallas Safari Club, one of the world's leading hunting and conservation organizations. As a member, you'll receive Game Trails magazine, a monthly newsletter, and invitations to our monthly meetings and special activities. Join Dallas Safari Club, an international organization based in Dallas, supporting hunting and conservation worldwide. For more information, call 800-9-GO-HUNT or visit our website at www.biggame.org.
Cable Smith here for Oklahoma's finest outfitter, Dennis Cattle Company. Our neighbors to the north have some huge whitetails and are booking rifle, black powder, and archery hunts for the upcoming season. They also offer helicopter hog hunts and eradication services in both Texas and Oklahoma. Visit DennisCattleCompany.com to book your whitetail, hog, or turkey hunt today, or check out SNBHelicopters.com if you want to gun down pigs from a chopper. That's SNBHelicopters.com for hog eradication or helicopter hog hunts today.
This is Senator John Cornyn. Thanks for listening to the Lone Star Outdoor Show.
He knows I'm rolling through about this time. Headed to the duck blind. If everything's right, I know the birds are still gonna fly.
Cable Smith welcoming everybody back to the Cabela's Lone Star Outdoor Show, powered by Chevy Silverado and Hoff Power Polaris. I hope everybody is having a great weekend. Thanks for sharing a little bit of it with me right here today. This segment is proudly brought to you by G&H Decoys. If you want to add real lifelike motion to your field decoy spread, check out the new Honker Revolution and Mallard Waddler field decoys. They're battery operated and they will add motion to your spread like never before. You can check them out at ghdecoys.com today. Well, moving right along here, let's go ahead and talk some waterfowling. With our next guest, you hardcore waterfowlers will know him as one of the original members of the Duck Commander crew. A lot of y'all might be more familiar with him as one of the personalities from the hit show Duck Dynasty. It's my pleasure to welcome Jace Robertson back to the show.
Glad to be here, man.
Hey, it's always a pleasure. How has your duck season been so far?
This season has been surprisingly great, especially on mallards. It's been kind of shocking. We keep going back to the best year we ever had was in 1999. And so, that's been a while.
Right.
And this year, as far as mallards, we have probably seen and shot more mallards than we have since then. And back then, it was a pretty dry year, and we had really a cold winter. But this year, you know, it hasn't been that cold, but it's pretty dry here. So that's what we're thinking is maybe that's why we're seeing so much mallards. Last Saturday was probably the best day that I've had down at our place in probably 10 years. I mean, it was fantastic.
Well, that's a lot better start than last year. I mean, we had that drought and the mild winter made things kind of tough.
Last year what hurt us is Arkansas was really wet and the weather wasn't that cold, so they just stayed right above us.
We
had a pretty good duck season overall. I mean, I kind of gauged the success by the mallards, not because we're mallard purists by any means, but you know, when you have a lot of mallards, it makes it more enjoyable. And you know, like this year, our wood ducks, we're way down on seeing wood ducks. I'm not sure where they're at.
Uh-huh.
But and teal, we haven't, you know, done as well as we usually do. But like I say, mallards and gadwalls have been above average. And, of course, we primarily hunt the woods. And so, you know, they like the woods. So maybe that's some of it. But usually we see more wood ducks than we have this year. But we had a great teal season this year, too. It was probably we've had our place for about 15 years, and it was probably the second best teal season we've had.
Awesome.
And like I say, these mallards, I mean, our deal is usually the first split we shoot wood ducks, gadwalls, and green-winged teal.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. I think last year we might have shot maybe 10 mallards the whole first split. And this year, you know, it's been – I don't know what the numbers have been, but we've shot mallards almost every day.
Right.
And like I say, a couple of days we actually shot a limit.
Very nice. And, you know, going back to what you said a minute ago, in the Mississippi Flyway, you guys didn't get a lot of mallards last year because they were locked up in Arkansas. Kind of the same thing for us here in the Central Flyway down in Texas. All of our mallards were locked up in Nebraska and Kansas, and if it wasn't for the gadwall, whoo, I tell you what, I know – for me personally, my waterfowl season would have stunk.
Yeah. See, I think what helps is, I mean, people talk about it being a dry year is a negative thing, but it actually helps if you can, you know, get access to water or you can pump your water. Because what happens is that there's so many sanctuaries now that hold all the ducks, you know, once the shooting starts, they just all run to the sanctuaries, and they got huge chunks of land.
Mm-hmm.
And I noticed yesterday the Senate tried to pass a law for hunters to have more access to federal lands, but it got shot down.
Yeah, the Sportsman's Act of 2012, that's a...
Yeah.
I thought it was a bad deal. Bad deal that it got shot down.
Yeah, well, me too. I mean, because that's, you know, to a hunter, we, you know, in a practical sense, you see what happens. Everybody goes out on opening day and has a good hunt, and the next day is pretty good, but not as good as opening day. And then, you know, the next couple of days, it's like a ghost town.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens, you know, that hunting pressure gets applied, and they start gathering up somewhere, and they, if they have a big enough area, then they start attracting every duck within, you know, 100 miles. And then they just realize, okay, stay here, you know, till the shooting stops. And that's what happens. But the dry year helps, because like our sanctuaries around here, they're dry. And so they come down, and it's not, I mean, there's little potholes out there, but it won't hold all the ducks. So then, you know, then it's a fair fight then, you know.
Yeah.
They fly around. We're not seeing tons of ducks, but, I mean, I still think they're north of us. But what we see, we have a good chance of getting, and that's why it's been successful. People in the woods have been doing really good.
Well, Jace, do you guys still get to hunt as much as ever, or does Willie have y'all running ragged filming for the TV show?
Well, I've been hunting since I was about, you know, 8 or 9 years old, and I made up my mind a long time ago that no matter what happens, you know, I'm going hunting. I mean, my wife, on our second date, I told her, I was like, I gave the same speech to every girl that I took out. I said, now look, when it comes hunting season, I'm going hunting. So if that's a problem, let's just go ahead and end this now and we can be friends. And she was the only one that I ever ran up on that said, I don't have a problem with that. She's pretty independent, you know.
Uh-huh.
And so it was a perfect match. And that, because a lot of guys actually, they're like, well, how do you, you know, how do you get to go hunting and your wife never complain about it? Which, you know, one way is if it's kind of your job.
Right.
I mean, you know, it's not really a job, but you can claim it is to your wife, you know. And the other thing is if you just let them know right off the bat. But last year we did both. We hunted till about, you know, 8 or 9, and then we would film for Duck Dynasty. But this year we said, look, you know, how about give us 6 weeks off during duck season, and we'll be a lot more happy to do the show. And so that's what we did. But we'll start back during duck season. I think we start back filming, you know, like the second week in January.
Uh-huh.
But it's only a couple of weeks. It won't be too bad.
Right on.
But we hunt. I mean, the way I figure it is, if people wanted a duck call and they can't get it now, they should have ordered it earlier. You know? I mean, I'm sorry, but, you know, it's, my whole deal is I make duck calls 9 months so I can hunt, you know, for 3 months, because you got to test your products, you know.
Uh-huh. Exactly.
So I'm trying to be on the cutting edge of, you know, what we do around here. So I just label it, you know, research and development, and just go with it.
I hear you. I'm going on a research and development trip to West Texas this weekend. I'm leaving after the show to chase cranes and geese, and I tell you what, it's nice to be able to tell the wife that, hey, honey, it's work-related.
Oh, yeah, man. That's you know, that's one of the things in life that's just priceless.
Uh-huh.
You know, because I tell my wife, yeah, I got to get up and go to work, you know.
4 a.m.
Yeah, 4 a.m.
Wait.
Well, those sandhill cranes, you know, that's one of the finest eating birds in the sky.
Mm. I tell you what, I made some sandhill crane kebabs, invited my whole family over, and told them it was, because my mom, she doesn't like the whole idea of eating wild game. I don't know. She's kind of I guess what your dad would call a yuppie.
Yeah.
But I told them it was beef tenderloin, and she ate it all, and then I told her what it was.
Well,
she didn't
that's
know
what you got to do. I mean, you know, I educated lots of people that way. I mean, my wife, she was like that. I mean, she would never, I mean, the idea of eating a frog to her was just, she was like, there's no way I can eat it. So I took them off the bone, and I marinated them and sauteed them in butter. And I said, try this chicken. And she ate it, and she was like, that is the greatest thing that I've ever eaten. And, of course, I did the same thing. And, you know, she got mad for a little bit. But now when I go frog hunting, I mean, she gets violent if I give the frogs away. So, And once you think about it, you know, I mean, you're actually, by going to a grocery store, I mean, you're basically doing the same thing. Somebody's processing, you know, the food you eat, and we just take that as normal. I mean, mm-hmm. I'd rather go get it myself. It's way better. It's fresher.
Better
know?
For you?
Yeah, it's better for you. And, I mean, that's just, you know, that's I consider it a way to provide for my family, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember as being a teenager, that was one of the most proud things I did, you know, in our family. If I shot a deer or something, I mean, my dad helped. He would brag, you know, because what he's doing is instilling, you know, that sense of responsibility and being a provider. And, you know, as a man, I think we need that, and we pass that on to our kids. So every time I take my kids out, you know, I give them the speech, you know. I'm like, hey, today, you know, we're providing, you know, food for our family here.
Mm-hmm.
And even though, you know, in today's society, they're like, well, just go buy it. But, you know, one, it's boring, and two, you don't know where it's all been.
Or what's in it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I just, and then once you taste what we got, it's better than anything you could buy. One of the reasons on our show that we have the meal together and all, because when the TV people came down and monitored us, they noticed that we get together a lot, and we pretty much eat what we kill, and we're all together, and we discuss it. And but that's what we were telling them. We were like, look, we can't go to a restaurant and eat anything better than we can cook ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
We just enjoy the whole process, you know, of hunting, of cleaning the game and talking about it and eating it together. And, I mean, to us, it's just a tradition that, you know, keeps your family tight-knit.
Well, speaking of family, Jace, talk about the family dynamics that go on behind the scenes of Duck Dynasty. And was there any apprehension or resentment from any of the family members who really didn't want to do the show?
Well, you know, I was one that I really never remembered deciding to do the show. I just heard Willie talking about, you know, that a lot of networks were interested in doing our show. And to tell you the truth, it was more the next thing I knew, they showed up and they started filming. You know, the only problem I think we've had, because it's fun for us because we spend a lot more time together. I mean, we spend a lot of time together anyway, but doing the show, I mean, you know, you're together pretty much every day.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's fun because it's just, it's some of it's reenacted, some of it's actually happening, you know, some of it's based on true stories, you know, but it's all just scenarios that we just get to be ourselves in and have fun, and I think that's why it works. Really, the only problem we've had is with our kids because, you know, they're not mature enough to handle all the social media and the fame that comes along, you know, with being on a national TV. I mean, I had to tell my son, I was like, look, just because 100 women that you've never known, who may not even be women, say that you're the finest thing on planet Earth, that does not mean it's true. And so really that's been our biggest battle, is to try to keep them grounded and realize that, look, it's just, it's who we are. It happens to be filmed. People watch it. It just doesn't seem like a big deal to us, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're just kind of, you know, sometimes being silly or, you know, whatever. And then it comes across, we watch it, and we're like, well, it's kind of funny. But it didn't really seem like that when we were doing it, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, we watch it like everybody else because you can't remember what's filmed or what they're going to run. Or it's just a big, you know, they're around so much, you just don't realize how it's all going to kind of come together.
Right, right.
I'm constantly explaining that because some people, they watch it so close and they're like, well, in this scene, this happened, in the next one, you know, this happened. And I'm like, well, you know, everything in our life doesn't happen in 22-minute segments. I said, so they kind of just put the highlights of what happened that week and make a show out of it. So there's a little manipulation going on there that, you know, that naturally occurs.
Right.
And but for the most part, you know, it's pretty accurate. You know, I always say that, you know, we're not actors, and but we know the TV cameras are around, so somewhere in there is a TV show.
Y'all definitely figured out a recipe for success. Hey, we've got to knock out a quick break. Can you stick around for one more segment?
Yep, I'll be here.
Awesome. Well, coming up, we'll talk some duck calling mistakes and find out what is the weirdest thing that has ever come into the Robertson's decoy spread. We'll be right back with more from Duck Commander Jace Robertson only on the Cabela's Lone Star Outdoor Show. I'm going to build me a boat.
Cinnamon Creek Ranch is not your typical archery club. It's a one-of-a-kind archery facility with indoor and outdoor ranges, a full pro shop, and six different 3D courses. Cinnamon Creek was designed by hunters for hunters, located on 80 acres in Roanoke, Texas, and offering over 200 3D targets to shoot at. This one-of-a-kind event facility was designed with the bow hunter in mind. Call 817-439-8998 or visit us at cinnamoncreekranch.com. That's cinnamoncreekranch.com.
Do you have a hog problem at your ranch or deer lease? We have the solution. The System Hog Trap comes in two sizes, 17-foot and 30-foot diameter traps. After you trap the hogs, take the top section off the trap and use it for another feeder site to keep the hogs away from the feeder. The System is both a trap and a deer food plot fence. That way you don't waste your money on just a hog trap. Call 940-391-3669 or visit www.goinfencing.com. That's goinfencing.com.
Hey everybody, this is Brian Spagnuolo from TexasMotorCars.com. I'm here today to tell you about the best place in Texas to shop for your next vehicle. TexasMotorCars.com is a family-owned and operated business located in Addison, Texas. We have a huge inventory of pre-owned vehicles and specialize in trucks and SUVs. Please visit TexasMotorCars.com today. Come see me, Brian Spagnuolo. Our phone number is 972-481-1660.
2011 Z521 Ranger Boat with a 250 Pro XS Mercury motor. Falcon rods, Lowrance electronics, and Lake Fork trophy lures are just a few of the perks you'll enjoy when fishing with Lake Fork fishing guide Heath Hardwick. Customer service is Heath's primary goal. Well, that and putting you on the fish of a lifetime at the legendary Lake Fork, Heath has built his business on integrity. His passion is bass fishing, and he loves sharing a lifetime of knowledge with all of his customers. So call Heath Hardwick at 903-440-2358 or visit him at heathhardwick.com. That's Heath Hardwick.
The new Bobcat utility vehicle is here at Bobcat of Dallas and Fort Worth, and it's hungry. Get ready to work like an animal and love it. Powerful, ultra-comfortable, and sure-footed, this lineup of vehicles delivers legendary Bobcat performance, so you can sink your teeth into a wide range of jobs. With twice the horsepower, 1,850 pounds of payload capacity, and four-wheel independent suspension, you will love it. Stop in at Bobcat of Dallas and Fort Worth to see for yourself.
Newland Real Estate is North Texas' premier acreage property specialist. Their knowledgeable and experienced brokers take pride in working hard to help you buy or sell the perfect horse, cattle, or hunting ranch, investment properties, and rural residences. Even with the current economy, Newland Real Estate closed over $38 million in sales last year. So when you see the Circle Land, you know it's the name you can trust. You can search all multiple listing services on their website at www.northtexasrealestate.com. That's northtexasrealestate.com. Newland Real Estate. Your acreage property specialist. Ed Hansen's Outdoor Adventures is East Texas' premier waterfowl guide service. Hunters enjoy great shoots on Lake Fork, Tewakinee, Cooper, and private areas, including flooded timber and private tanks throughout Northeast Texas. You'll also see amazing retriever work and a guide in Ed whose passion is putting you on birds. Also specializing in taxidermy and now offering guided deer, elk, and hog hunts on a 1,000-acre high-fence ranch in Wood County. And don't forget about spring snow geese as well. Call Ed at 903-521-4595 or visit HansonOutdoors.net to book your hunt today.
Hey, y'all, it's Charlie Robinson, and you're listening to the Lone Star Outdoor Show.
Well, I got ties to show, a backbone made of silver. Well, I got Willie playing on my radio.
Little Charlie Robinson for you on a lovely Texas morning. I'm Cable Smith, welcoming everybody back to the Cabela's Lone Star Outdoor Show, powered by Hofbauer Polaris and Chevy Silverado. This segment is proudly brought to you by my favorite barbecue joint, Rudy's Barbecue, and DRT Wildlife Studio, North Texas' premier taxidermy service. Well, we are running short on time today, so let's go ahead and pick it back up with our good friend and now full-blown celebrity, Jace Robertson of Duck Dynasty. And Jace, other than financially, how has being a part of a national TV show changed you, or has it changed you as a person?
Well, I mean, you just can't help but have changes occur because of, you know, what's happened. I mean, you got, when you start talking almost 5 million people watching something, well, everywhere you go, you know, we stand out like sore thumbs anyway. Mm-hmm. I mean, with the beard and the hair, and, you know, we have truck people who sponsor us, and we have logos all over our truck. So, I mean, we're noticed way more. And, you know, I mean, I've had a few crazy things happen, you know, in the past few weeks. Just people just, I don't know, they get excited about it. But what it does for me, and the reason I do the show, you know, I'm not a materialistic guy whatsoever. And so I could care less, you know, about the money and things like that. I mean, we put it to good use. But it gives us a platform. I mean, I've made no bones about it, you know, that my number one priority is my faith in God and then my family and then duck hunting, you know, in that order. And that's just the way I roll. And so it's given me a great platform to, you know, reach out to people and, you know, share our faith and try to promote positive things, you know, in our world. I mean, one thing that I get excited about is changing the perception to a lot of non-hunters on who hunters are and how they operate and, you know, how our families are. And I think we've made a lot of inroads in that. You know, a lot of people watch our show who don't hunt.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, I've had numerous letters of people who don't even eat meat who say they enjoy the show and they've actually, you know, reconsidered their view on people who do just because of the way it's presented. And, you know, I think that's a positive thing. And so, and I think it also encourages, you know, people to get into hunting. And once they know it's, you know, we're humans are more important than animals. And that doesn't mean we disregard animals. We love them and we respect them and we have pets and all this. But we also know that, you know, we're at the top of the food chain. And, you know, we elevate humans in front of animals, which, you know, in our culture, a lot of people don't do that. Then you start seeing problems occur.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, hey, the hardcore Duck Commander fans out there who eat, sleep, and breathe duck hunting like you and I, they associate you guys more with duck killing DVDs than they do with Duck Dynasty. And a couple of them wanted me to ask you if y'all are going to be putting out another DVD this year.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We're still doing the DVDs, and we enjoy doing it, and it's fun for us. And we like, you know, watching ducks work, and we like shooting them. And, you know, they're not easy to do. I mean, we try to do them at a very high level.
Mm-hmm.
And ducks are just hard to film. But we still do that. A lot of people ask me, they're like, well, why don't y'all do more hunting on the on Duck Dynasty? But what they don't realize is we don't want to do that because when they're out there, you're not going to shoot anything much. I mean, we did take them on a couple duck hunts this year, and there's I've seen one episode that hasn't been released yet. We took them dove hunting, and we actually shot, you know, quite a few doves. I kept thinking they were blind, or, you know, I just couldn't believe that we shot some with this circus around us. But in fact, I'll tell you this, when the episode comes out, I make a comment, which probably most people, it won't make sense, but there was a dove coming, and I said, well, this dove must be blind. And we shot, you know, the dove, and I know probably everybody's thinking, well, why did he say that? But if they would have seen what was behind us and all these cameras and vans and trucks, they'd have thought, well, surely this dove was blind. But so we discourage it. I mean, and another thing, you know, these people are from L.A., and they're just not used to stomping down through the mud, and they got all this equipment, and it's just very, very difficult for them to keep up without getting injured. And so, you know, we try to do the best we can of representing what we do, but, you know, having all them tag along is almost impossible.
Mm-hmm.
But when we, you know, when we duck hunt, we film, and we're real laid back. It doesn't seem like we're really doing a show or anything because, you know, the DVDs we do, we just hunt. Then at the end of the season, we put it down to about an hour of the best looking stuff. And that's just how we do it. I mean, there's no big recipe for it.
Mm-hmm.
It's just real hunting.
Yeah. Yeah, and hey, I had something crazy happen to me this past weekend as we wrapped up our first split here in Texas. And we had these geese come in, just a pair of geese. We shot them, and we picked them up. I thought they were specklebellies. We were looking at them like, what in the world are these things? And we Googled them. You know, everyone has their iPhone or whatever. And we looked them up, and they're called Egyptian geese. And they're
really
becoming more and more common in Texas. They like the hot climate. And they're about the size of a specklebelly, but they've got green on their wings and bright orange. They look just absolutely crazy. So I was going to ask you, what's the craziest thing that you've ever had come into your spread while duck hunting?
The craziest thing, I mean, we've had several mule ducks come in, which is, you know, a cross between two ducks.
Mm-hmm.
We've shot a cross between a pintail and a mallard, a widgeon and a mallard. And we shot a blonde mallard hen. We said blonde. It was white, but it had like brown specks on it.
Uh-huh.
And but I think the craziest thing was we actually shot this on one of the DVDs, was a Chinese mandarin, which is their wood duck. It's an Asian wood duck.
Oh, I've seen pictures. Those are awesome.
Oh, it was all when I was sitting there in the blind, and I think we needed like three more wood ducks. We had shot a lot of wood ducks, and there was like four of us or whatever, so three of us could kill a wood duck or whatever. But we were just kind of waiting because we shot them early, and we were waiting on the big ducks, and we knew it wouldn't be a problem to shoot a limit. And I look up, and here comes this duck, and I thought it was a wood duck drake. And as it just come floating by, I said, that wood duck's got a red head. Because to me, it just looked like it had kind of a mane, like a chicken. And, of course, my dad was like, what? I was like, shoot him. Because I thought, it's a wood duck with a red head. So he shot the duck, and we didn't have a dog that day because we were hunting way up in a stand that was 20 feet high. So the duck fell, and we talked about that all morning. I was like, that's a rare duck. And he was like, that's not a rare duck. That was a wood duck. Well, when he finally went out there and picked it up, he said, well, you were right. He said, I've never seen anything like that. It's actually the only duck my dad ever mounted, but he mounted him, and it's on his mantle down there.
Awesome. Well, hey, one last question for you, then I'll let you get out of here. Biggest mistake that duck hunters make when calling at a group of ducks?
The biggest mistake by far is way too much calling. I mean, you know, I think if you recognize how the day is going and you make adjustments, that, you know, that's what you have to do when you duck hunt. Because, I mean, I'll give you this just happened. Yesterday it was calm winds. It was 65 degrees, and we didn't see many ducks. And every time we called, the ducks would, what we call, bounce. They just bounced.
Mm-hmm.
And my crazy uncle, who's, you know, Uncle Si, who's as hard-headed as a piece of concrete, he just kept blaring at them, and he kept bouncing them. And we argued for 30 minutes because I said, we're not going to shoot anything if you keep blowing that duck call. And we make duck calls and sell them. But, you know, on those days, you know, I finally convinced him, and what we did was, we just blew our gadwall call and our mallard drake call, which are very quiet. And lo and behold, the next bunch that come by, they just floated right in there. And, you know, boom, ba, boom, boom, boom. Well, today was the exact opposite. It was a north wind about 15 to 20 miles an hour. We were seeing a lot of high ducks. And, you know, of course, we were coming off yesterday, so we wasn't calling much. And they just kept going by. And so the next bunch come by, it was about, I say probably 15 to 20 gadwalls, and we started wailing on those things. They were way high, and, you know, after about 2 minutes, the lead duck just locked. And those things turned, and we called a lot while they were coming down, but they turned, made two passes, come right in the hole. And I think we shot eight out of the bunch. But it was two totally different scenarios where, you know, I think the calling helped us, you know, today.
Mm-hmm.
But usually, you know, it's the less you can do, the better. And what we'll do is we'll scatter out those confidence calls, guys in the middle of the blind. One of them will be blowing a gadwall, one of them a mallard drake, you know. And then we'll have two callers on the end, but we call together. Like when they come by, my dad will call, and then I'll come right behind him, and they'll turn. Then we're quiet, but we're still, we have a little noise with the drake call, just, you know, randomly. And it's, you know, the point I'm going a long story just to say this, that if you try to do the same thing every time, you're not going to be successful. And so, but most of the time, the less calling, the better.
Right on.
Because it's just not natural, you know, for ducks to be just hollering, you know, mid-morning and just wailing away. It just doesn't seem natural. So that's what I would say, is be willing to make adjustments. And most of the time, don't call too much.
Great piece of advice there, Jace. Always a pleasure visiting with you. You guys and gals, set your DVRs. Actually, most of our listeners probably already have their DVR set for Duck Dynasty, which, of course, airs Wednesday nights, 9 o'clock Central on A&E. But if you haven't already, set those DVRs. Jace, thanks again, buddy, and have a great rest of your duck season.
Hey, man. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Take care.
See you.
So there he goes, Jace Robertson of Duck Commander. Let's knock out a quick break. When we come back, we'll wrap things up with an article relating to your first whitetail and how that affected you. It's called The Best of All Firsts by Benny Spies of Outdoor Life. That's coming up only on the Cabela's Lone Star Outdoor Show.
I wish that I was a chunk of coal, way down deep in the belly of my soul. I'd sparkle and I'd shine, I might be a diamond in my own sweet time. And I wish I was a chunk of coal, I wish I was a chunk of coal.
Holmes Williams with Texas Insurance and Financial Services is a passionate outdoorsman, and that's why he understands the importance of limiting your risk, sheltering your game, and protecting your assets. So whether you want to protect your hunting range, sporting club, or are a guide or outfitter, Texas Insurance and Financial Services has you covered. Property, general liability, workers' comp, auto, even foreign recovery and emergency medical for that African safari. Call Holmes Williams with Texas Insurance and Financial Services at 512-797-7600 or email him at holmes@txins.com.
Hey everybody, this is Brian Spagnuolo from TexasMotorCars.com. I'm here today to tell you about the best place in Texas to shop for your next vehicle. TexasMotorCars.com is a family-owned and operated business located in Addison, Texas. We have a huge inventory of pre-owned vehicles and specialize in trucks and SUVs. Please visit TexasMotorCars.com today. Come see me, Brian Spagnuolo. Our phone number is 972-481-1660.
Cable Smith here with my good buddy Craig Smith, owner and founder of GameGuard. And Craig, I guess the question everybody wants to know is, what inspired you to create that signature Game Guard camouflage pattern?
I had a friend of mine that challenged me to come up with a better pattern. I didn't like the patterns that fit, you know, Southwest Texas. So he said, you know, if you don't like it, do something about it. And that's really kind of where it started. I really wanted to get the colors correct because to me it's all about, you know, blending in and having the right tones at that time of the year. And so I just sat down and started drawing this pattern out, and it took me about a year to get it the way I wanted it and get the colors the way I wanted it. And, you know, the rest is kind of history, as they say.
Hey, Craig, we appreciate it. Made by the Texas Deer Hunter for the Texas Deer Hunter. Be sure to check out their full line of outdoor apparel at GameGuard.net. We all need a friend in the gun business, and that's why you should check out B&S Guns. Family owned and operated since 1987, we offer a lifetime warranty on all firearm purchases. At B&S, we have a gunsmith on staff at all times, and our 5,000 square foot building contains all your hunting and firearm needs. Open 7 days a week, we specialize in Nikon, Leopold, Browning, Remington, Swarovski, Benelli, Zeiss, and many more. Conveniently located in Garland, call 972-226-1816 or visit bsgunstore.com. That's bsgunstore.com. All right, listen up, all you Texas outdoorsmen and women. SDS Outdoors is a top-tier manufacturer and distributor of high-quality, feature-rich, luxury outdoor products. Their product lines include luxury deer blinds, deer blind windows, gun range towers, bow fishing boats, and a whole lot more. Call SDS Outdoors at 214-551-1530 or check them out online at www.sdsoutdoors.com.
Chevy Silverado has been recognized by Vincentric for lowest total cost of ownership of any full-sized pickup. Based on factors like depreciation, fuel, and maintenance, visit your local Chevy dealer to find out why the Silverado is a smart choice. Based on Vincentric U.S. 2012 model level analysis.
Hello, everybody. I'm Bill Dance, and you're listening to the Lone Star Outdoor Show.
Nancy, dance a little closer to me. Dance a little closer. Dance a little closer than I
eat. Love at the Dance Five and Dime, a classic there from Nancy Griffith, bringing us back to wrap things up on the Cabela's Lone Star Outdoors Show, powered by Hoff Power Polaris and Chevy Silverado. I'm your host, Cable Smith, and this segment, by the way, proudly brought to you by Lone Star Beer and Game Guard Camouflage. They've combined forces to bring you the Lone Star Beer Game Guard Camo Can this hunting season. So pick up a 12-pack on your way to the lease and enjoy the National Beer of Texas wrapped up in everybody's favorite camo pattern. Well, as I was thumbing through Outdoor Life magazine, as I do every month, I stumbled across Benny Spy's monthly piece that really stuck with me. And I'm going to go ahead and read that to y'all today. It's called The Best of All Firsts, and I think it applies to many of us outdoorsmen and women out there. I know it certainly does for me, because no matter where you were or who you were hunting with, you'll always remember your first deer. No matter how many bigger deer you shoot, that first one will always hold a special place in your heart. And here's Benny's take on this special memory. My first deer, I got him when I was 12. Hunting on Jim Sutton's ranch west of Agar, South Dakota. Like most first-timers, I was nervous. It was early on opening morning when a decent muley buck emerged from a large draw along the Missouri River. As my heart started to race, I centered on the vitals and pulled the trigger, but he didn't drop. Instead, the buck calmly turned and hopped over a hill. That first miss scarred me, but I wasn't out. The next morning, I awoke with renewed determination. I sat on a fence line, my dad 100 yards to the north of me, and my brother a couple hundred yards to the west. In the blink of an eye, a dandy 3x4 whitetail came strolling out of the trees and stopped 75 yards away. I double-checked my surroundings and centered the crosshairs. Boom! Down he went. I shot again. Boom! Yep, he was still down. Before you ask, why the heck was I still shooting? Well, I was 12 and had had a rough one the day before. This buck wasn't getting away. Next, I hear my dad yelling, "Stop shooting! Stop shooting! He's down! He's down!" Dad was right. He was down, and I had myself my very first trophy. Why is the first deer the best of all first? Because unlike your first kiss, it doesn't come with a mouthful of braces and salami breath. Unlike your first beer, it won't make you puke in the back of your best buddy's dad's truck. Your first deer won't cause you to drive 96 miles per hour down Highway 47 and earn you 3 tickets in 1 month. Like your first car did. Your first deer won't break up with you because you smell like fish and night crawlers, like that first girlfriend did. And it probably won't eat a dozen raw eggs and then regurgitate them into your hunting boots like your first bird dog did. So chase those booner bucks this fall, but also take a little time to reminisce about your first deer and best deer. So great stuff there from Benny Spies, and you can check him out every month in Outdoor Life magazine. Well, that's going to do it for this morning's broadcast. Thanks to both of our guests, Wade Hendricks of Alice, Texas. A couple weeks ago, he shot the 201 7/8-inch typical whitetail buck, a 10-pointer that broke a record that had stood since 1963. We appreciate him coming on and talking about that hunt today. Also, of course, thanks to Jace Robertson of Duck Commander. We've got another great show lined up for you next week. We'll visit with Dr. James Kroll concerning the great spike debate. I have a personal experience that might sway you to one side of the fence or the other. We'll also be joined by Tom McVelch of Outdoor Life magazine. He wrote a recent article on 14 ways a beer can can save your life in survival situations, so that will be a fun and interesting interview as well. And I also believe we'll have Matt Young, the editor of Ducks Unlimited magazine, join us to talk about 7 deadly duck calling mistakes. So it should be another great show next week. Thanks to all of our sponsors for making this show possible. Thanks to you, the listener, for being a part of the Cabela's Lone Star Outdoor Show. Until next time, I'm Cable Smith saying y'all have a great week in the outdoors.
Take me to a cold deer stand, a shooting guns at old beer cans. You won't find street signs. Everything I love is at the end of a dirt road.
Listen up, folks. The owner of Texas Custom Camo and Imaging is retiring, and the business is for sale. The imaging company comes with a large dipping tank, layout film cutting table, spray guns, primer, sealers, and the website and logo. Also enough film to bring in $15,000 worth of revenue. Enjoy a profit margin of over 150% on most dipping jobs. Total cost to own your own outdoor business, $22,000. Call Ray at 817-233-0522 or email him at ray@customcamoimaging.com to inquire about this amazing opportunity. BioBore EB is the premier gasoline additive that combats the negative effects ethanol has on an engine. Its comprehensive formula is designed to protect marine engines and marine environments, yet also works great in all 2- and 4-stroke engines. It prevents phase separation and ethanol-related engine problems while stabilizing fuel for 18 months. BioBore's detergents also clean the entire fuel system of carbon and varnishes. BioBore EB has the best treat rate in the industry. 1 ounce treats an amazing 15 gallons of gas. Available at your local sporting goods store or visit BioBore.com today.
Howdy folks, I'm Lee Hoffbauer for Hoffbauer's Outdoor Superstore in Gulfway, Texas. We hope you love listening to the Lone Star Outdoor Show, because we do, and we're proud to be a title sponsor. Now listen up, we here at Hoffbauer Outdoor Superstore have got some great deals for you folks that love the great outdoors. Whether you're needing a brand new Polaris ATV or maybe a Polaris Ranger to ride around, check your deer feeders, get to and from the deer blind, maybe to get you down to the dove patch, whatever your needs are, we can fix you up with a brand new Polaris today. Now we're also a New Holland tractor and equipment dealer. Now I'm just speculating, but maybe you need a new tractor and shredder to shred around your deer blinds, maybe clean up around deer camp, or maybe even shred a few lanes in the old sunflower patch. Now, we've got lots more than just Polaris and New Holland, so come check us out today, Hoffbauer's Outdoor Superstore in Gulfway, Texas. You can check us out on the web at hpolaris.com. Better yet, just come see us. Highway 84 West in Gulfway, Texas, and in Central Texas for over 48 years now. And folks, we couldn't have stuck around this long. We were steering you wrong.
Concan's River Rim Resort is the gem of the real Texas Hill Country. Located along the pristine Frio River, outdoor enthusiasts enjoy birdwatching, bat flights, and of course, tubing or kayaking the Frio's crystal clear waters. Situated near Garner State Park in northern Uvalde County, River Rim is in the middle of a sportsman's paradise with ranches full of exotics, whitetail, and dove hunting opportunities. River Rim Resort offers cabins and RV sites, as well as a great venue for weddings and corporate retreats. Visit RiverRimResort.com today. That's RiverRimResort.com.